Last week, just about everyone got sick at Congress. Hopefully this week, they'll give us some medicine to get over our sickness. Aside from the politics, and I'm biting my partisan tongue, I believe there's a big lesson relevant to our everyday leadership. There's both bipartisan evidence of good leadership and, of course, the lack of it. Let me start with the followers, us, or U.S., if you will. David Gregory on the press yesterday summed us up pretty well in these poll results he put on his screen. Americans support the balanced budget amendment, 74%. Cut cap and balance, 66%. Cuts and taxes, 66%. Americans oppose cuts to farm subsidies, 66%. Cuts to pensions, benefits of retired federal workers, 68%. Cut the amount spent on Medicaid, 77%. Cut the amount spent on Medicare, 87%. Cut the amount spent on Social Security, 84%. David Gregory was moderate in the way he summed it up. Bottom line is, Americans are sending mixed messages. Mixed or mad messages, as in crazy. Collectively, we're in a dream world, asking the impossible. And we continue to invite not love, tough love, but seduction from our elected officials. Too many tell us what we want, not what we need. The Republicans say they oppose any tax increases, but it's impossible to maintain defense and Social Security without such increases. The Democrats and even the media almost never even use the word tax, as if it's a sin to actually talk about paying for the services we collectively want. Avoiding plain language is the first big compromise of truth. But this pattern of impossible expectations that lead to seductive leader behavior by so many in Congress is not exceptional when it comes to authorized leaders like us. Instead, it is the norm. Our kids want good grades and they want to hang out all day. Sometimes it's hard to consistently tell them that you can't have both. Parishioners want to be seen as good Christians while fiercely judging the Republican fat person, fat cat, or lesbian in the next pew. Our players want to be on a winning team, but they'd rather score points than pass. Our second vice presidents want to be first vice presidents, but they're undermining the very people they would like to one day supervise. Our job is to wake them from illusions, not to indulge them in their dreams. Despite our judging them for the problems we all have allowed to be created, some in Congress are performing admirably under brutal circumstances. I am grateful to the President for looking for a balanced solution, even if my fellow Democrats say he gave too much. Leaders go first. I'm grateful to Speaker Boehner, who's had to work for a compromise with ideologues in his own party, who ran by saying Washington doesn't work and turned around and ground the government and much of the economy to a total halt. I'm grateful to Senator Reid, and gosh, this is a little hard to say, Senator McConnell, for staying calm when everyone around them has been raging, and they assured us they'd get it done. So try not to get seduced this week. Leaders don't just please. They help people face the hard choices and support them in making them. Keep striving to lead with your best self. I've offered some footnotes. I'm not going to read them in this podcast, but you can find them on my site that clarify some of the positions I've taken here.